Due to fire marshal regulations, smoking is absolutely forbidden anywhere inside the building. We call to your attention the fire exits, which are clearly marked on either side of the stage, the park side, and at the rear of the theater. And please, take this moment to turn off all cell phones and other electronic devices. Thank you, and enjoy the show. And now, please welcome Landmark's Executive Director, Sharon Mayer Kennelly.
What a day, huh? Was it beautiful? Anyone do some gardening?
Yeah.
Anyone on the soccer field like me? So welcome. We are so thrilled to be enjoying this 2012-13 season, and especially culminating our Roots Rock series with this amazing double bill of John Hammond and David Lindley. Rock Series sponsors, WFUV Radio and Bethpage Federal Credit Union. We're also so fortunate to have the support some very dear friends of Landmark. Thank you to Beth and Dan Yule for supporting this program. And this year, John Hammond was actually part of a roster tour, so we got additional funding from Mid-Atlantic Arts. And we not only thank them, but at intermission, our ushers will have some index cards for you. And at the top of John Hammond's set, John Platt's going to interview him. And so if you have some questions for John Hammond, please hand him your index cards. We also thank our season sponsor, Paul Corporation, and our 2012-13 Partners in Performing Arts, Harding Real Estate, Bank of America, the Town of North Hempstead, Winthrop University Hospital, and Peter and Jerry DeJana Foundation. From the DeJana Foundation, we welcome Jim Avina. So thank you to all of them. And I always ask you to please look through our Playbill applause and support the vendors who support Landmark. Particularly, we'll be reaching back out to them very shortly for new support, so please tell them you saw their ad at Landmark. We have a few more really busy weeks ahead of us. Tomorrow, if you have some children or grandchildren, we have Martha Speaks, which is the final performance of our children's series this season. Next Friday night from The Voice, we have Chris Mann coming. We also have from our main stage cabaret series, we have two more performances. We have Tony DeSar, who's an amazing jazz vocalist in the Harry Connick Jr. type vein, and Megan Hilty will be completing our season. And our final Fabulous Folks series is going to be on in May, Red Molly, and Nellie Mackay, who's currently on Broadway, so I hope you come and see all that. I'm also happy to share with you a little teaser about what we have booked for next season. We have been asked to bring a couple of old favorites back, so we have David Bromberg's going to be returning. We also have the Smithereens, but they're going to have a new take. They're going to be singing the Beatles. Darlene Love from Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for our annual holiday tour. We have also lots of great new music to our stage. We have a blues double bill that is going to rival this one, I think, tonight, too. Ruthie Foster and Eric Bibb. We have an unplugged show with Lou Graham from Foreigner. Our Fab Folks series, we have a very special audio reader with John Platt, with Brother Son, Amy Spies, and Martin Joseph. We have Iris DeMent coming. And somebody you may know is named Roseanne Cash. So, lots more other kinds of things. We have Galampa coming in dance, Red Barat in world music. So lots of great stuff. We hope you will stay tuned. Now, how do we have all this great stuff? Because we need your support. So lots of ways you can support us. In a couple weeks in the mail, you'll be getting our annual appeal letter. And we hope that you will read through it and give what you can. Of course, we've just thanked our sponsors. If you're interested in sponsoring, you can speak with me, speak with Eileen Silverstein, who's here in the audience tonight. At intermission, fill out your index card and talk to Eileen. And lots of other ways. So we hope you are involved and truly keep the great programming alive. One other way you can support us is through our Spotlight Gala. It was rescheduled thanks to Hurricane Sandy in the fall, and it is coming up on Friday, May 10th. It's starring Stephanie J. Block, another one of Broadway's leading ladies, and it's going to be fabulous. You can buy gala tickets. You can also buy tickets just to see the concert. Again, speak with me or Eileen or email gala@landmarkonmainstreet.org. And we are honoring two wonderful honorees, two sets of honorees, Judy and Morty Sloan, and Sheila and John Platt. Please help me welcome from WFUV Radio, John Platt.
Welcome to spring. What a spirit. Spring is bringing around my head. Anybody else come west on Main Street as the sun was setting? It was breathtaking. Speaking of support, I want to thank people in the audience who may have supported WFUV in our recent spring membership drive. I know there were some people on the staff of the Landmark who did that, so I especially appreciate that. Plus, Michael, one of the ushers, was there volunteering. So we have a nice little kind of a reciprocal relationship going between FUV and the Landmark. It was on Monday during membership drive that we got the such sad news about Richie Havens' death. And I know many of you probably share our sadness over that. And he played here, I think about 10 or 11 years ago, and always the, you know, the supreme performer, as well as I like to say, both a mensch and a mystic, you know. He had a down-to-earth sense of humor, and yet some cosmic wisdom as well, and probably the most riveting performer you'll ever see. Tomorrow morning, I will be playing highlights from a couple of interviews that Richie did on visits to the Sunday Breakfast from 1999 and 2004, including full studio performances of Follow and All Along the Watchtower, and Lives in the Balance, which is a song he recorded twice. That, of course, is a Jackson Browne song, which allows me to segue into David Lindley, who I think spent many years with Jackson. I think that he was on 10 of Jackson's albums, at least. Of course, he also played with Warren Zevon, Linda Ronstadt, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, not to mention his solo work in El Rey OX. Yeah. And there are some people who can play any kind of string instrument, but probably nobody else who can play as many different stringed instruments as David Lindley. You have your guitar, various kinds of guitars. You have your mandolin, you have your banjo, you have your fiddle, and then you get into exotic instruments like bouzouki, and oud, and harango, and zither. Now, I'm not sure how many he's playing tonight. I count at least five of them here. I'm pretty sure that the strings will zing tonight, and I think we're really lucky to have on the Landmark stage a master musician, David Lindley.
How's everybody? Oh, yes. I just plugged in. Thank you.
set an alarm at his tiny clean. Willy my women, here I am on the scene. Away, baby, and you ain't gonna get too near.
That song was written by a friend of mine who is no longer with us. His name is Friz Fuller. During the Vietnam era, he joined the Coast Guard so he wouldn't have to go to Vietnam. He thought he was getting out of it, but it wasn't that at all. And he found that he really hated the Coast Guard. So he studied how to be a schizophrenic. And it stuck. And he got out of the Coast Guard, but as a schizophrenic. And he would take acid along with his schizophrenia medicine and come over to my house and talk. One night in particular, he came over to the house and just stood there, backlit by the porch light, and waited for me to open the door to notice him. It was like seeing a tarantula out of the corner of your eye. You know? It was like, ah! Oh, it's just Fritz. Oh, it's okay. So I opened the door and he said, I just saw Richard Nixon in drag at the Ontario airport. And I reported him to the authorities and I told him I knew exactly who he was. Can I come in and sleep upstairs in the coat closet? And I said, of course, Fritz. Did the police phone you? Are you cool? He says, yeah, I'm fine. Right. So he'd go up into the coat closet and he'd sleep up there, standing up with his eyes open. And then in the morning he'd come down just as normal as anything, carry on a normal conversation. It was pretty wonderful. This song is one of the songs I used to play at Disneyland out front of the Mine Train.
So I'm gonna make my bones, I'm gonna be gonna talk about my way.
like to do your Warren Zevon song. This is called Beneath the Vast Indifference of Heaven. I'd like to do this for a couple of friends of mine. Bob Brosnan, Richard Hayden, to George Jones, too.
Get all if around here.
sitting patio. They don't live around here.
This one's called an oud. This is a Turkish oud. Smaller member of the oud family. There's the Egyptian oud that Hafez al-Din played. Big body, you know. Long scale, a lot of inlay. And this one is pretty simple. It's also, it doesn't have the round back on it. This is a solid body instrument made to be plugged into a Marshall stack. You know, or a twin reverb turned up to 10 or something like that. The first thing I did when I got this thing was I plugged it into a little Harmony amp I had with a 10-inch speaker in it, and I turned it up to 10 just as high as it would go, and I played this. It was so nasty, made me want to go drink the dishwater. It was so good sound. I said, oh boy, is this good. First person I thought of to call up was Ry Cooter. I said, yeah, you gotta hear this thing. This thing is a force of nature here. That's what you got. So I laid down the telephone right in front of the amp, and I started. And I could hear this little tiny voice inside the telephone going, oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, that's great. Oh man, bring that over here. I said, not just yet. I got to play with it for a while. Get my bearings on. Oh, nobody get over now. Anyway, it found its place. I'd like to play you a tune I used to play on the five-string banjo at Disneyland. It's no lie, people think I lie about that. They can't picture me at Disneyland like this. Ah, oh, man, there's a whole lot of polyester that was at Disneyland in the 60s. Come on, double nets and all that stuff. The maroon and white theme. Remember that? That was wonderful. I have a suit like that. These guitars with the hollow necks, these are called Weissenborns. They were invented by a man named Herman Weissenborn. It could have been his friend, Mr. Knudsen, but we don't know for sure. They were made in Los Angeles, and I love them. Oh, yeah. If you'd have saw him, man. That's why I love it. It's kind of a good tuning for this song. This song is called Revenge Will Come. I heard about this song from Jackson Brown. He said, oh, you got to hear this song. I heard it and I said, I know what you mean. By my friend Greg Copeland.
For every woman kept down.
song. Like to hear a Doug song? That's always shaky. I don't know. My daughter and I were on a walk one night in Claremont. She was in her late 20s. Conversation eventually turned to the subject of drugs. We discussed a mutual problem. The drug was Excedrin, extra strength. A lot of abuse we both were involved in. We decided to walk in the street to avoid the Golden Garden spiders that would spin their webs across the sidewalk to try to catch us. Wait there in the middle of her, like a grape with legs. Was waiting for us to snap that net. In the street, you're safe from those kind of things in California. One night I ran smack into one of those things. The thing crawled down the back of my neck and bit me between the shoulder blade. Like a Stephen King movie. That's awful. So we were walking in the street, talking about Excedrin. And the words to this song, the chorus of this song, came to us all at once. Give me that little green bottle that shake. Shake it like a rattlesnake. I feel like I got another headache coming on. Yes, extra strength or aspirin free. You know, it really don't matter to me. Cause in a little while of my troubles, it will be gone. Wow, is that good? We were jumping up and down, cars going by. They thought we were crazy. We were. With Excedrin. Oh yeah. So, she wrote a verse. I took out my checkbook, wrote it down on one of the deposit slips. She came up with another one. I wrote that down too. My turn. Okay, I come up with a good verse here. Yes, fabulous. She finished the last line, came up with another one, and we said, well, you know what? We gotta make this official. You gotta go back to your house, I'll go back to the house, and we'll write this song. Call me later. We wrote about 30 verses between us. Most of them can't be sung in public, but they're good anyway. I'll sing some of them for you, okay?
Give me that little green bottle and shake. Shake it like a rattlesnake. The strength that's working free, you know, it really don't matter to me. In a little while, my troubles, they will be gone. I was talking to my friend just the other day. Said that he has finally found himself a way to work three jobs and stay up around the clock. But he added that once you start, it's truly hard to stop. You know it's got that happy label all green and red. It reminds him of Christmas in his head. And when it comes to aches and pains, you know it can't be beat. But you also get to get them happy feet. Now a lot of people, they don't understand that kind of happy high.
hopped around the room. I knew why. Said, soon it will be plain enough for you to see. There's two for you and two more for me. Give me that little green bottle and shake. Shake it like a rattlesnake. People, what happened to me when I take too much Excedrin is to play like I play when I take too much. First of all, everything is a little too fast. That's right. A little too fast, and your voice gets all strangled like you've been breathing helium. That's right, or listening to too many Chipmunks records. Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah. Your vibrato gets too wide and too nervous sounding. You get a lot of bad musical ideas that you think are just fine. Jazz quartet. No, it's not. It's crap. You just don't recognize it. Yeah, I don't think so. It's really good. For me, it's really good. But I think I gotta do something about this because I don't feel so good. And everything is bad. I don't like that. That's really bad. What'll I do? I'll go on the internet and see what the bloggers say. Yeah, they always know what to do, don't they? Here we go, too much Excedrin, extrastrength.com. Here we go, Black Dragon Sensei. He should know what to do. His real name is Craig Smith, but you don't know that. this black dragon sensei. Here we go. Okay, the cure for 2 months of Excedrin extra strength. Oh, good. I got all this hit right here in the house. Excedrin PM. Four of those washed down with chamomile tea. Down the hatch. Down the hatch. Down the hatch. And down the hatch. Wow. That's fast acting. Oh, yeah. I think it must be the hot tea that melted those beautiful blue pills down into a paste that I can assimilate into my system. Oh, yeah. I'm relaxed now. Oh, yeah. I'm relaxed now. Yeah. I feel so good. Everything has slowed down to a pace I can handle. Thanks, Black Dragon Sensei. You're my main man. Okay. Wow. I don't know if I like this. Everything has turned gray. It's kind of turned to gray jello. And it's like I'm trying to swim through it. Looking for that one piece of pineapple. It's never there. Oh, this is not good. I don't know how Black Dragon Sensei knows what he's talking about. Oh, no. Now it's really slow. I gotta go on the internet and see what the bloggers say about this. Oh, okay, TooMuchExcedentPM.com. Oh, here's my friend, Black Dragon Sensei again. Maybe he knows more about this part of it. Okay, here we go. The cure for TooMuchExcedentPM is, five extended extra strength, washed down with an 8.4 can of Red Bull. I got that shit right here in the house. Down the hatch. Down the hatch. Down the hatch. Oh, down the hatch. Here we go. The whole room smells like strawberry urinal cake. It was a Red Bull right when I popped the cap. Oh, invigorating. Oh, it tastes like liquid gummy bears. Yeah, invigorating. I'm at home. There is a period where they meet in the middle and everything is normal. Yeah. Especially with the Red Bull. Yeah. That's the missing component. Now I know. I'm home safe. You know, they try to make it look just like M&M's. And before too long, can replace all your friends with a recipe for gradual destruction. And you're gonna be jittery and nervous till the very end. If you take too much, you get to go to the emergency room. And when you tell them why you're there, they just laugh at you. And the guy in the hallway on the gurney with the gunshot wound, he's lost another pint of blood. Cause he's laughing at you too. Give me that little green bottle and shake. Shake it like a rattlesnake. I feel like I got another headache coming on. Extra strength, thoughts run free. You know it don't matter to me. Cause in a little while, I'm in trouble, so they'll be gone. much. Thank you.